Welcome to Inspiration's Beauty Show. This podcast is not only to inspire you to achieve the skin of your dreams, but it's to teach you on how to care for your skin to get your dream skin a reality. Learn with me as I combine my inspirational and spiritual side along with my skin enthusiast and professional and educated mind. I'm your host, Danielle Cerrone, self-made skincare practitioner, certified esthetician, business owner, beauty blogger, and now Inspiration's Beauty Show host. My intentions through this outlet is to educate you so that you know everything there is to know about skin and how to care for it. Not only will this podcast help spruce up your skincare routine and uncomplicate the beauty industry, but I'm here to help create you be your own skin master. Each episode will cover a topic to bring you closer to that master status. And the best thing is that this industry is always growing, so we will be learning a lot together. So are you ready? Let's go, Inspirational Beauties. It's learning time. All right, everyone, welcome to Inspiration Beauty Show. Today I have a really cool guest on that I actually stumbled upon by finding her podcast. We got talking on Instagram and literally I just sort of asked her to join and be on the podcast so you guys can learn through this source. And then, of course, we're going to talk about how you can learn from her, where you can find her, how you can follow her, all that jazz. But if you would lovely introduce yourself and just tell us about you, tell us what you do, what your credentials are, like what your passions are. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi. I'm really, really happy to be on your podcast today. So thank you so much. It's always nice to meet like-minded people and also to educate as much people as possible. But so my name is Jackie. I'm 33 years old and I'm a former acne sufferer. I struggled with skin issues and acne my whole life. I mean, I'm still acne prone. And that's also why I decided to become a skincare and repair nutritionist. I studied fitness and wellness management back in Germany. I'm originally from Germany. I live in Miami. I have two huskies. So that's pretty much all that describes me pretty well. So my passions are basically everything that has to do with health, fitness, wellness, beauty, skincare, toxic free living. And when I don't take care of my health or my wellness or my mental health, I take care of my dogs. Sometimes my husband, if he's lucky and I have some time left. But yeah, that's about it about me. I coach clients that have acne, but I also work for Make It Pop because I'm specialized in nutritional dermatology. That means I help people that come out of plastic surgery to heal faster and to recover from plastic surgery without having any scars, or to just like, I just want them to get the results they were looking for. And this is what Make It Pop is doing. So those are basically the two fields I work at. It's like plastic surgery, nutritional dermatology, and also acne. So I help people with acne.
That's amazing. It's really cool. Two different dynamics, but still are so connected and so important to be aligned to each other. Yeah, that's really cool that you do that.
Yeah, it's because everyone is worried about acne scars and we forget about surgery or holistic care in general. And all the plastic surgeons are really, really happy that we make sure that their patients are recovering well because it's less work for them. And a lot of people don't know that. Nutrition is not just weight loss or getting a six pack or building muscles. It's also mental health, skin health, and also recovery.
Yeah, which is really great too, because that's what we're going to really tie in today. So for those of you guys who don't know, today we're really going to talk about the skin and gut microbiome and what that is and why that's important. And I think there's
so much on the market, and there's so much for us to consume and so much to almost be bombarded with. So one of my biggest things that I love to do within my business is to simply educate and have it in terms that is digestible, things that people can really truly take and grapple the knowledge so that it's not, again, convoluted. It's not, again, confusing. So if we could just, let's start from the beginning of what is a gut microbiome and what is a skin microbiome?
Yeah, I love this topic because it's important when it comes to skin health, mental health, and also recovery. So the microbiome in general is basically a collection of microorganisms, including bacteria, viruses, fungi, and other microbes that live on and inside the human body. And it's really, really complex and diverse. So it also works together with human cells and skin cells, and it just like plays a crucial role in maintaining health, improving health, and preventing disease. And most of the human microbiome resides in the gastrointestinal tract, particularly the large intestine. So this is where the party's at. But it can also be found on the skin, really important, in the mouth or in other body parts. And the diversity is different in every area. So our skin microbiome looks different on our skin than it looks under our arms or on our feet or even in our knee area on the legs. So that's also really important to know. Same with the gut lining, or the microbiome in our gut looks different than the one on our skin. We still have the same bacteria and most of the same viruses, but the diversity is different. And the microbiome has a lot of different functions. So at first, it aids in digestion and absorption of nutrients, which is really important. It can also synthesize certain vitamins, helps regulate the immune system, really important. And it provides protection against pathogens, which is really, really important if you have acne or skin issues, because you want to be able to fight acne-causing bacteria when they try to get in. So that's where the microbiome on the skin comes in. And also the skin microbiome is basically the same collection of microorganisms like in our gut, but it has a few different jobs. So it's mostly protecting our immune system, and it's also communicating with the gut microbiome. For example, if something is a threat, our skin microbiome communicates with our gut microbiome, and then our gut, which is also called the second brain, can send out like T cells, for example, and just like sends out the right soldiers to fight whatever wants to come in. And when your skin microbiome is imbalanced, you will notice skin issues like acne, eczema, psoriasis, and all those amazing things. So this can be a first sign that your skin microbiome might be out of balance. There are a lot of different signs for it. But yeah, it's really important. Also, our skin microbiome, for example, helps maintain the skin pH balance, which is important for the barrier function. And it can also contribute to the production of certain antimicrobial substances, such as fatty acids. And fatty acids are important to protect our skin and to really build up the strong skin barrier so that we are able to fight pathogens or acne-causing bacteria. And when it comes to acne, a lot of my clients or patients, they have acne because we figured out that their skin microbiome is pretty weak, as well as their gut microbiome. So I had one client, and within 3 days of coaching, and she just stopped one or two skincare products, and her skin got so much better, basically almost overnight, which isn't possible, of course. But for her, it was such a simple solution. And she was like, is this like a mental thing? Because I'm in your program. You know, sometimes if you want to believe something, if you do something, you know, you imagine things. And I was like, no, that's just like an amazing sign that your skin barrier really was disrupted. And it takes about 24 to 48 hours for the skin barrier to be back to normal. For example, if you go into a swimming pool or if you take a shower, it takes up to 6 hours until your skin microbiome is back on track. But if you keep disrupting your skin microbiome, of course, acne-causing bacteria can get in and then you get acne. And this was her solution and she's fine since then. Easy fix.
Congratulations for that. That's an amazing... Yeah. I know as a practitioner too, it's such a, we are so invested and we get so excited as if it's our own skin clearing up. So I totally know that. And I love how you touched on even saying how like the gut is a second brain, because I think the biggest misconception in the skincare world is that it is a quick fix with adding or changing a product. And I know for even me, like even though primarily what I do is a lot more facial oriented, a lot more skin, like skincare oriented, as much as it does have a huge play, you could in theory do everything right in air quotes. And if something's not happy inside, there's only so much we can do essentially. Yeah. And I love how you touched on that because I think that's a really big missing piece where if people can really start looking at health as a general scope, it's not just, you know, like you said, even in the beginning, like for a six pack or for like longevity of life, of course, those are like wonderful things that we strive for and wonderful things that is part of being healthy, but it's so much, it's multi-layered that people don't realize that their hair, their skin, their like functions of their energy, everything has to do with a lot of what's going on inside. So I love how you touched on that. You did mention a few symptoms that we can watch for. Would there be anything else other than like eczema, psoriasis, acne? Like, let's just say someone who doesn't struggle with that. Is there still potentially a marker or something that that could be telling them that their gut or skin is off?
Yeah, so there are different symptoms you can look out for. So you can look out for gut microbiome imbalances and also for symptoms that might lead to or say or tell you that you have like a skin microbiome imbalance. So let's start with signs of gut microbiome imbalances, which is actually pretty easy. All you have to look out for example, is digestive issues. This would be the first step. Do you have chronic or reoccurring digestive problems like bloating is a big one, gas, diarrhea, constipation, or pain in your lower stomach area? So if yes, this might be the first indicator that your gut microbiome is out of balance. Also, if you developed new food intolerances, especially if it comes to food that was always fine and you never had any problems, but then, I don't know, for like, let's say you're someone, you can always eat apples and now you have a food intolerance against apples. This is also a sign that your gut microbiome might be out of balance. Also, change of bowel movements. So you might want to take a closer look into the toilet from now on and see if you have any changes. If there's a change in consistency or even the color of your stool, if this is sudden happening, this might be also an indicator for an imbalanced gut microbiome. Also, if you have struggles with losing weight or if you have gained weight without changing anything. So this also has to do with your gut microbiome. And the last one, which I think is pretty interesting, the research is new in this area, but again, the gut might be our or is our second brain. So if you have fatigue or mood disorders like mood swings or anxiety, depression, this has something to do with the gut-brain axis. And if you have problems with that, of course, you should talk to a therapist, but it's also helpful to take a closer look at your gut microbiome And what I always recommend is if you suspect that you have an imbalanced microbiome, I recommend the GI map testing. It's a functional lab test, and it shows you and tells you everything you need to know about your gut microbiome. So, and this is 100%, or let's say 99.9%. And then when it comes to your skin microbiome, there are different things you can look out for. The first one is, of course, eczema, acne. So if you have struggles with skin diseases like that, psoriasis, or also rosacea, I'm not sure if I said this right, but this could also be a sign that your skin microbiome is imbalanced, as well as dryness and oiliness. And also skin sensitivity. So if you have, or if you notice an increase in skin sensitivity, irritation, or redness that is not attributed to external factors, this may be because of your skin microbiome. Also, slow wound healing is a sign for an imbalanced microbiome. That's why it's so important to also improve your gut microbiome before you go into surgery so that you can heal faster. And if you have allergic reactions, like if you have developed a new reaction to like a product you've always used, this is also a sign that your skin microbiome might be out of balance. So if you see skin rashes and you don't know why, or any hives, something like this, it might be because of the skin microbiome and because your skin got more sensitive. And those are the main symptoms, I would say.
Yeah, I'm really, again, like, I love how you touch on it and I love how you communicate it, because a lot of the time too, when I deal with like sensitive skin, for example, or even like extreme dryness out of the blue, I'm like, okay, yes, you know, in Canada where we live, yes, it can be dry and it can be cold and all these things. But with something so sudden and like literally an on and off switch, that's something that's been manifesting internally. That's just now like throwing the red flag, like arms are up, I'm done, right? Like it's kind of like that. So I try to explain that to people, especially like you said, really beautifully, if you've noticed something that you've done pretty regularly, and then suddenly your body's throwing a hissy fit to it.
Yeah.
We have to explore more than just finding a different moisturizer. So I really love how you articulate that. And that you share that, because I think even if someone didn't have acne, doesn't have psoriasis, how many symptoms, like I can even think for me, like a few that I have, like I have fatigue, you know, I get bloated, like all these things that like are told to us that are normal, in air quotes, right? So I'm really thankful that you have said that. So topics like this typically can be intimidating, especially because it seems like it can be complex. Hopefully the listeners here are seeing how it's pretty digestible. We can understand it. Is there things that we should really know that's important to help us understand why this is important? Of course, we've just learned, okay, like bloating, we need to know like our body is not in good shape at that point, or there's certain things, but with making it really simple, how can we really express to the listeners that learning and getting your gut microbiome, your skin microbiome intact and in balance, like, why is that so important? Why is this topic one that needs to be shouted from the rooftops?
Yeah. So, let me describe it in a picture. So imagine your microbiome is, or imagine your body is a city, and, in the city you have like a really busy, neighborhood, and people live in there called microbes. So you have different races of people living in your city. This might be the race bacteria or fungi or viruses, and they all have different jobs. They all work in different factories. And you also have something like a protective wall around your city, and this would be your skin. And in front of the protective wall, protective barrier, you have your skin microbiome. They're the same people, same bacteria, same viruses, and everything. And the reason why this is so important is because you need the outside soldiers, your outside army, to protect the insight from being able to continue working in those factories. You, for example, have a factory that breaks down food. Then you have another factory that's extracting nutrients. Then you have another factory that provides vitamins. And there are so, so many more jobs and factories in your city. The research, again, is not done yet. So it's like you have trillions of factories in your city. And you want to be able to protect your city at all costs. And you do this by not destroying your outside wall. If you, for example, have a weak outside wall or barrier, you make it really easy for a threat to come into your city and to disrupt any kind of factory. Let's say you have a virus that comes in and disrupts the factory nutrient absorption or extract nutrients, it wouldn't be so good because then the city wouldn't be able to work. And of course, we need vitamins, minerals, and nutrients to function and to survive. Those are like our building blocks. But if your outside barrier is disrupted or weak, then you make it easy for a threat to come into your city. So that's why it's important. And you have maybe in your city different states. One is for mental health. One is for your beauty, your inside out glow. One is for your brain. So they are all connected, and it all starts with our skin microbiome, and also with our skin microbiome. They are both part of our immune system, and you do not want to disrupt your microbiome. You can disrupt it by, for example, remove the outside protective barrier with really aggressive soaps or creams, but you can also do it by simply drinking alcohol or by eating processed foods. And you do not want to burn out your army from the outside, and you also want to be able to give your city jobs they are able to handle, and you don't want to overwork them because then they will die, and then you don't have a functioning city anymore. So I think that's why it's so important to have the system in place and well balanced, just to protect all our little tiny factories.
And I think that explains it well too, because it's like one issue. Typically we notice, we'll say acne first, and then we're going to notice that our skin, you know, the common thing typically is our skin is producing new pimples, new blemishes, but we're also really dry. And then we're having bloating. And then we're having this, right? Like it starts with one, but really the whole time the body's been trying to get our attention with five other symptoms. So I think even learning that, to know that, like you said, like once one is harmed and one's compromised, it's so easy for then the barrier to just break down and it crash is. And burn out, right? The body's burnt out.
Yeah, especially if you don't provide the right or the proper sources and food to the city, you basically let them starve. So this is where, for example, food comes in. You want to deliver everything the city needs to survive. Just like a human, we need water, we need oxygen, we need food. And if we don't have it, sooner or later, we just like die. And the same with our microbiome. If we don't like supply what they need, they're like, ciao, cacao. That's it.
And I think it's in, like, again, like we can get so focused almost on like, okay, cleansing the skin is to keep pimples away. Eating food is to make sure I don't go hungry. Like we put these things in boxes without remembering that like eating food isn't just to cure your hunger. There's so many things that is required in our diets. So leaning into that, that's a really great segue to talk about the next thing I would love to learn. Is what would be your favorite foods or recipes or snacks, or maybe even like, where did you start learning? Like what resources would you provide for your top anti-inflammatory foods so that we can keep the army happy and not working too hard?
Yeah. So, I'm from Germany. I basically grew up with sauerkraut. And sauerkraut or every kind of fermented food is really good to build a stronger army inside of your city. and you can feed your city with really healthy and wholesome fiber, for example. You can also eat something like chia seeds, something that keeps you from getting hungry because it's so filling. I personally like to add kefir also into my smoothies. If you're vegan, you want to focus on seeds and nuts. You can add flax seeds and chia seeds to almost everything. Tofu and miso soup is also really, really good because it's fermented, especially miso soup. My favorite snack, though, is I put sauerkraut basically on everything. Also kimchi I like. But if you are on the go and you need something, you know, more like as a meal prep or drink, you can always drink or eat a snack with like turmeric or something like golden milk. You can choose yourself if you want to use raw milk or plant milk. If you want to drink your golden milk with plant milk, it's just important to look out for the ingredients, and you do not want to have 500,000 ingredients in your plant-based milk. You want to have like 4 or 5 tops, and you do not want to have canola oil in it because this will actually increase inflammation and kill the soldiers in your body, in your city. So that's important to know because a lot of vegans don't really know that, but most plant-based milks, especially here in the United States, I don't know why, it's like a plant-based milk. It's, let's say it's like almond milk, and they have all those other things in it. I do understand a few vitamins to preserve the milk, but we don't need like all the oils in there. It's like, it drives me crazy. So make sure that you have a high quality plant-based milk. If you're a vegan, add your turmeric. And or what I also like is I like to eat veggie sticks, for example, cucumber or carrots. And I like to make my own garlic tzatziki with Greek yogurt or kefir. That's really yummy. I really like that. You can also find, if you're a vegan, fermented coconut yogurt, which is also helpful for the gut. And if you are looking for resources, I feel like social media is full of anti-inflammatory foods and recipes, as well as books. So I don't have a specific book. I got a certification from the Health Science Academy in England as a gut health advisor. So this is where I got most of my information from. But if you're not committed to get a certification yourself, which is, of course, you know, understandable, I think Amazon is like a great start. And just like Google or typing in, for example, gut health recipes. And I feel like there's so much information out there, which is amazing. I would just make sure that the source or the book or the blog always provides resources and links to studies or research, because there's also a little bit of scam out there, but more good than bad. So just be mindful of that.
It's true, though. It's all about knowing what you're looking for and then trusting the source. So that's good. Thank you. What would be so far in your learning, or even through your acne journey or anything, like what has been your biggest light bulb moment, or like your biggest secret that you like have to share, or something that you've stumbled upon and learned that you're like, okay, this is by far one of, if not the best tip to share?
Yeah. So, you're probably gonna laugh at me when I tell you that, but when I was younger, I was doing chemical peels at home because I thought it's just like going to help my acne and burning it away or something. And my biggest light bulb moment was when I realized that skincare alone is not doing the magic, and that more is not more, and it can actually do more harm. So, and also when I talk to my clients, they focus on every single TikTok trend, and it drives me crazy. They're using like 5 different products at the same time, and I always tell them to save the money and to go get a coaching, to go to like a medical esthetician, because we don't need to spend that much money on makeup products or trends, because number one, you know, we are not consistent with it. we're always changing it. Well, most of them always change it. And it makes everything just worse. So it's better to save the money and do it right from the beginning, because there are a lot of good people out there, like professionals that can help you with that. And I would focus on doing less from the outside, but in a proper way and consistent, and focusing maybe more from the inside. Like, more food is always good if it's the right food source. But when it came to skincare, I realized that like all my crazy peelings and chemical peels and all the stuff I bought because I was seeing like crazy advertising or marketing strategies in stores, that this is not doing the magic. Luckily, I was always having really, really bad acne, like on my chest, on my butt, like really bad cystic acne all over my face. So that was basically the only mission I had since I'm 17 years old to find a solution to get rid of my acne. And I was lucky enough to find this out in my like 20s, mid-20s by myself. But you don't have to do it, so don't make the same mistake I made, and go talk to a professional first, save the money, don't spend it on TikTok trends. It's not going to work for you, even though it's going to work for someone else. It might, but the chances are really high it's getting a little bit worse.
I think that's why also the importance of like what you're sharing, one of my missions and my goals is, the more I always say in my podcast and my blog, knowledge is power. The more we know, the more we can read through the bullshit. The more we will then know, oh, that's a scam, or that's a trend, or that's this. The more knowledge that we can do as practitioners, as professionals, the more those trends won't get as much attention. Yeah. So I very much agree. I have all the time when people sending me like TikTok videos, and some, like you said, some people do want to share some really good tidbits, and sometimes a trend is like, yep, that's accurate, or like whatever. But a lot of the time it is just like the most bizarre things that I don't even know how they came up with 90% of.
Yeah. It also sets like really toxic expectations, because influencers just like show before and afters, and you expect it to work the same way for you too. So you go, you buy it, you expect it to be like an overnight solution because you saw on the internet it's like a 24-hour magic pill. But what I don't see is that they might have used other skincare products as well before that, or that they do have a professional esthetician or nutritionist. So all the things they don't see. So it's almost a little sad, but it's good that nowadays resources are available. And back in my days, for like, I would say, how old am I? 33, 17? For like 10, 15 years ago, there was not a single podcast out there about beauty or nutritional dermatology or holistic skincare. So it is, I feel like, just starting now. So everyone, Gen Z, for example, or Gen Alpha, they are pretty lucky that they do have the resource available. And knowledge is power. Yes, you're right. And they are able to get the knowledge. It was way harder for me back then. So, yeah, guys, go get your education.
And I think that's why people like you and I do what we do, is because we have that passion, but we also know that sometimes people are misled in our industry. So I feel that. I share that with you a lot. Yeah. So we're going to wrap it up here. But before we do, a question that I always ask the guests and interviewees that we have on the podcast. At my business, I really, like we were talking about, I focus on internal and external beauty in a lot of ways, not even just nutrition, but even like how we talk to ourselves, how we view ourselves. Again, this industry can be quite toxic, and the comparison world is a big one. So I really like to focus on finding things internally and externally that we love about ourselves that we can hold on and use in hard times. So what I would love to know from you is, what makes you internally beautiful?
Internally, I would say definitely my loyalty and honesty. Like, once you have me for a lifetime.
I love that. That's so sweet. Loyalty is great. And how about your external beauty? I mean, I get to see your beautiful face right now. For the people on our podcast, they don't get to, but if you guys want to see this gem of a face, it's on YouTube as well. But what, when you look in the mirror, what do you love about yourself?
It sounds silly, but it's like my eyelashes. I do like them.
Not silly at all.
I also do like my eyebrows, and I just learned that I love my natural hair color. I always dyed it really blonde, and then I cut my hair from long to short. I'm just like wearing my natural hair color because it got too time intense and like expensive. So I fell in love with that again. Yeah, I think that's it. Just like my health in general too, I would say. I'm also grateful for my immune system.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. How can people find you? How can people work with you? How can people follow you, learn from you? How can they find you?
So I would say the easiest way really is Instagram. And my name there is Jackie. And then I have this little underline thingy. And it's just like Agni Adieu. I don't know how to spell adieu. I think you guys call it adieu or something.
I'll put it in the show notes. So they'll be able to like see and like click on it. But I just want to make sure that they know like who you are and where they can find you. Yeah. But yeah.
So it's Jackie Agni Adieu, and it basically means Agni bye-bye. It's just French. And I think, yeah, you guys call it Jackie and then Agni Adieu, I think. And I also have a podcast where I talk mostly about nutritional dermatology. It's also called Agni Adieu. Adieu. And yeah, those are just like my main channels. And I do offer one-on-one coachings, especially supplement coachings, where we do vitamin and mineral assessments without needing a lab test. I always recommend lab tests because they are 99% correct. But if you're not ready to really invest that much money into your health yet, which is understandable, a supplement coaching would be the same step, just to make sure that you're gut is nourished and that you have all the vitamins and minerals you need for your skin health. And there's also an online course coming up, or let's say I'm updating my online course right now. Yeah, it's like you can learn it at home, and it has 12 different modules, so it's quite a long online course. There's a lot of work to be done still, so I would say from today on it's for sure another 6 months until the course is ready. But yeah, it's gonna be awesome because there's a lot of education in it for everyone, not just skin, but also hair health and nail health, to just like do it all at once.
I love that. That's so important. I'm so grateful that I stumbled across your podcast, and I love learning from your Instagram. I've already sent it to a bunch of clients. Like, it's just so nice to be able to find someone who has a passion like me and has the resources and the drive to share that. So thank you so much for being you. Thank you for sharing your knowledge. Thank you for sharing education. And thank you so much for being on my podcast.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, I'm so grateful.
It was fun.
I really hope that you enjoyed everything that you learned from Jackie. She is such a wealth of knowledge, and it's so fun to interview and to have like-minded individuals, but also super educated and super talented and super loving people on the podcast too, because I love to connect you guys with other people. I love you to hear from other people, and I hope you love it just as much as I love bringing it to you. So thank you so much for hanging out with us. As always, you go to the show notes and you'll see everything that you need to follow Jackie on Instagram and to follow and learn from her podcast. And as always, stay internally and externally beautiful, all you inspirational beings. And we'll chat soon.